Calm, cool, collected. Confidence. The four C's, exactly what Joe Burrow had tonight for the number fourth ranked team in the nation, the LSU Tigers. What a birthday present to Mike the Tiger. 65-14, big win over Northwestern State. Joe Burrow had himself a game. Second consecutive home game that Joe Burrow didn't even get to finish. He was taken out in the third quarter, and not for anything negative, but only because LSU was winning by so much. He even asked Coach O, the head coach of LSU, if he could stay in the game. Coach O elected not to. Too many big games ahead, including a gauntlet of an SEC schedule that includes Auburn, Florida, Texas A&M, and that rival Alabama that LSU absolutely just loves to fight and loves to go up against. Joe Burrow on the night, 21-24, 373 passing yards, 3 total touchdowns, 2 in the air, 1 on the ground. You're checking out the article now. That's how you're listening to this audio piece. If you noticed, I went a different direction. As much fun as it would have been to talk about the whomping and the whooping and the absolute domination that Joe Burrow and the Tigers put on Northwestern State in the second half, I didn't. And I'll get to that in a second. But the reason LSU and Joe Burrow probably went into middle of the third quarter, halftime score was 24-14. LSU was only on top by 10. And the next thing you know, to begin the game, going into the second quarter, Northwestern State, a team that was supposed to lose by 51.5, that's where the over-under was set on this game. They were winning 10-7. LSU's defense did not look good in the first half. LSU's offense only had the ball one time in the first quarter, and they got a field goal out of it. But the LSU defense stood up and really stood up in the second half. They didn't allow a single point to Northwestern State, and next thing you know, LSU ends up winning this ball game by 51. Which, by the way, I feel bad for anybody that betted the over on the 51.5 because Cade York missed the first PAT of his young season at LSU today during one of the touchdowns. So LSU could have easily won by 52, and if you bet the over, that would have been 52. But it ended up only being 51 while the over-under was set at 51.5. Anyway, I took my article a different direction. You read it. Joe Burrow for Heisman. Hashtag Burrow for Heisman. You need to start that now. Is it early? Sure. December, the middle of it will be here before we know it, though. Jalen Hurts probably has the lead. But by the time this SEC schedule is over for Joe Burrow and the Tigers, and if they keep playing the way they are, and they can go through the likes of Auburn, Texas A&M, Florida, and then Auburn or Alabama, Joe Burrow, there will be no question that he will be your 2019 Heisman Trophy winner, especially with the numbers he's putting up now. Through 3 games, not even completing. So in reality, it's 2.5 games because he didn't play the full first game and third game. Had over 400 passing yards against Texas last weekend. Has over 1,000 already on the season. 11 passing touchdowns. Only 2 interceptions on the year. You keep that up, Joe Burrow, you'll be in New York City on December 14th, taking that Heisman. And you'll also probably win the SEC and have your team right in line to win a national championship. Corey Clark, Crusade Channel. Again, final score, LSU 65, Northwestern State 14. And next weekend, they're on the road at Vanderbilt, back at home to take on Utah State. And the SEC schedule begins. And next thing you know, it'll be October 14th. Florida, a top 10 team against LSU for LSU's homecoming. Joe Burrow has a lot of work to do, and so do the Tigers' defense. But if he can keep this up, the hashtag Burrow for Heisman, I'm starting right now, remember it. Corey Clark, see you on Monday, Sports Talk with Corey Clark. We'll talk all about it.